Hello and welcome to another edition of Listen and Learn. I'm your host, Dave Rayburn, and today we will be interviewing internet marketing guru, Mr. Brian Delaney. And of course, our topic today will be internet marketing. So, hello, Brian. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good, and thanks. Welcome to our show. Could you kind of give us some insight on internet marketing and how it works?
Sure. How I define internet marketing is sharing your message, your brand, or your story with the world through different channels of distribution, like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, your own personal blog, that kind of thing. There are many channels of distribution when it comes to getting your message out through the internet.
So kind of share with me, I have a Facebook account. How would I market to my friends on my Facebook account?
Well, there's many ways that you right now communicate with people on Facebook. A status update, an image update, you could do a video update, you could create a Facebook event or a fan page and invite your friends to view that. So there's many ways that you can engage your friends with content. And that's really what it's all about. It's about engaging them with content in the form of text, audio, video, as many possible formats of content that you can share.
Now, isn't there kind of a limit as to the number of friends you can have on Facebook?
You can have up to 5,000 friends on your personal Facebook account, but you can have unlimited fans on a Facebook fan page.
Okay, so explain to me, what is a fan page?
A fan page is another page that you can create within Facebook. The difference is that your friends is really supposed to be for your friends. You know, your personal contacts, people that you know, your circles of influence, your relationships. Your fan page is more businessy. It's supposed to be more for, that's why they created the Facebook fan pages for businesses.
Now, is that unlimited?
That's unlimited.
Okay.
You can have as many fans, like Vin Diesel has like over 7 million fans.
So what's the difference between a fan page and an event page?
An event page, you can create an event to something that's coming up. That could be an online event. That could be an offline event. The fan page is somewhere you go to visit. A fan page also, you can make a fan page your own personal website, because the way that the fan page works is it works off of HTML and it pulls off of a server. A fan page could be a replication of your website, whereas an event stays within Facebook and you only have certain parameters that you can control.
So when you say it's like a personal website, so if you were to go out and say Google your name, and if you have a fan page, it's probably going to locate that and take people to that site?
Absolutely, because Facebook has a lot of authority in the search engines. If you have a fan page for your name, which I would recommend that you do, everyone, when someone types your name in Google, that fan page is going to show up at the top.
So how does a person drive traffic to a fan page?
Well, there's many ways you can drive traffic. First off, you have your friends that you can drive immediate traffic to. So you can send out a message to all your friends, or you can just do a status update and say, hey, I just started a fan page. Come join me on my fan page. Another way of doing it is when new people friend you, send you a friend request, instead of just liking them or accepting their friend request, you can say, hey, listen, my Facebook account is really for my personal private friends. I created a fan page for business purposes.
So the fan page, is that the same thing? I mean, does it work the same way as your private Facebook? I mean, you can converse back and forth and...
Exactly the same. There's a wall on the fan page that people can communicate on.
Okay.
So a lot of big brands are using fan pages. If you look at advertising on TV, if you look at advertising online, especially through video, if you pay attention to big companies who are doing advertising, they're advertising and driving traffic to the fan page. Why is that? People aren't likely to go back to your website every single day. They're not. But the average person on Facebook spends 30 minutes a day.
Oh, wow.
And you can update your status on your fan page or on your personal list multiple times a day. Therefore, you're getting in front of your audience more.
I see. Okay, so now I have always used YouTube. I love YouTube. I love to watch videos. But how can you use YouTube as a tool as well for marketing, maybe a product or whatever you want to do? I mean,
yeah, YouTube is powerful. Remember how I defined internet marketing? It was sharing your message with the world
right
through different channels of distribution. YouTube is a channel of distribution. One of the most powerful things you can do is create a testimonial video, or kind of like a recommendation video or a review video. People listen to people they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. That's how people make buying decisions a lot of times, based on referrals. So YouTube, here's how it works. You can create your own channel on YouTube. You can name it whatever you want. You can name it your own name. YouTube.com. Mine, for example, is YouTube.com/Brian Delaney. You can see how I have that laid out there. You can brand your channel with a personal design, background design. You can make it look pretty. Another thing that you can do is you can build a subscriber base within YouTube, which is very powerful because people will subscribe to your channel. What I do with my YouTube channel is I sell the subscribe button. So what does that mean? When someone lands on youtube.com/Brian Delaney, I want them to subscribe so that every time I upload a new video, they get an email notification from YouTube about that new video.
Okay, so how are you driving the traffic to your YouTube site?
If you don't already have subscribers to your YouTube channel,
right?
There's many ways. I can email my friends or my list. If I have a list, if you don't have a list, you could always post your YouTube video on Facebook with a little short blurb about that video and kind of command them or engage them with the video and get them over to the video. The easiest way to promote a YouTube video is to share it on Facebook because everybody's on Facebook.
I've noticed on Facebook now, I know that you can, can't you sit in front of your camera and record a video directly onto your Facebook, or you mm-hmm. can obviously upload videos to it. So you would tie your YouTube to your Facebook.
That's right.
Would drive more traffic.
What I actually do is I use multiple cameras. I use a flip camera or a Kodak KI-8. It's like $89 for these cameras. And then what I'll do is I'll upload the video to YouTube, and there's a sharing feature that shares the video with Facebook as soon as it goes live. So it automatically shares it with Facebook as soon as the video gets uploaded to YouTube, which is pretty powerful because now I don't have to go over to Facebook and repost it again.
Right. Okay, now I'm going to ask you the big question. Now, I told you I have a Facebook. I have a YouTube. I actually have a Twitter account, but I don't understand the Twitter account. Mm-hmm. What's the big deal about Twitter? Is it another useful tool? Does it integrate with these other two tools? Or, I mean, how does that work?
There's a way that you can use Twitter strategically. There's many ways that I use Twitter to do status updates. So what's that mean? Well, when I upload a new video to YouTube, it posts a blurb and a link on Twitter about my new video. Mm-hmm. The other way that I use Twitter is I connect it to my blog. So every time I do a new blog post, it'll post to Twitter.
Okay, now where's your blog?
Well, my blog is briandelaney.com.
Okay.
It's my own personal site.
Okay.
But the power of Twitter is that there's a social factor to it. And the algorithm within Google, basically of how they rank websites, that comes into effect. Actually, I've been able to see over the last 6 to 8 months that because I'm using my Twitter account to post my blog and YouTube, that my rankings, it just shoots my stuff up to the top of the rankings.
So the Twitter account, how do you get people to follow you on Twitter?
Okay.
Or how do you make new
friends
or acquaintances on Twitter?
What you can do is you can search. There's tools, several tools that you can use for Twitter. But you can search for people who are in your niche. Or let's say you're a fanatic of football. You can search out people who like football or talk about football. One of the most powerful things is find what people are already talking about and engage in the conversation. So there's different things like tags inside of Twitter. The at symbol. And then the name of the person's Twitter account will actually allow you to reply to that other person in Twitter. So let's say every day you say, listen, I want to contact 10 new people on Twitter. Okay, so you find 10 people who are talking about whatever, football, on Twitter today or tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then you engage them in the conversation. It's really a conversation. Social media is like a party.
Okay.
When you go to the party, everyone's having different conversations. Like, you wouldn't go to a party and just doing sales pitches to everybody.
Right.
I mean, you're there to have fun. Right. You're there to network. You're there to small talk. You're not there to pitch. You're not going to walk in the room and just start pitching everybody. That would get annoying real quick. So social media is like a party.
Okay, Brian, so let's come around full circle. Let's assume that our audience today that's listening, we know that a lot of them are brand new One Vision reps. What would your advice be to a brand new One Vision rep that wants to promote his business? First of all, we know that you own yourname.com, so they would want to, I guess, buy their own name, set up their own website. And then in addition to that, they would want a Facebook account, they would want a YouTube account, and they would want a Twitter account. Now, so let's say that they've done that. Let's bring it all full circle, and you tell our listeners today exactly how they would tie all that together to make that work for them.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the most powerful ways of getting your message out is by giving a testimonial, sharing your experience. Here's what I would do. I would share your experience with your friends on Facebook about your experience with the products. Okay, how do they make you feel? Share your personal story. It personally gave me more energy. And there's a list of different benefits and reasons why you love the products. People love to hear what the products have done for you. So create a short 10 second, 30 second, 40 second video, however long you want. Upload it to YouTube. Share that YouTube video on Facebook. Very simple. In the description of the YouTube video, you can create a call to action. Okay, well, what is a call to action? At the end of the video, let's say they hear your testimonial. It sounds great. You know, they'd love to have the same feeling and result that you're getting, mm-hmm. right? Well, the next question is, well, how do I get the product? That's where the call to action comes into play. Call to action comes into play where you put into the description in YouTube, when you upload your video, you'll be able to choose and create a description. In that description, you can put, call me at your number to find out more information about the products.
Is that all you put in the description?
A lot of times what I do is I'll create a blog post mm-hmm. and I will link to the blog post and I'll put my phone number in there.
Okay.
So I'll do both.
Let's talk about one more area where it talks about keywords. What type of keywords would they use? What's that mean?
Keywords are, what does this relate to? Here's how keywords are relevant. People are typing keywords into Google and YouTube all day long. They're the two largest search engines in the world, Google and then YouTube. Google and YouTube are going to provide users, their user base, people that are searching, the most relevant content on the planet. Okay, that's what they want. If they stop producing relevant content, then they're going to die off and be a second tier search engine. So the keywords that you'd want to use would be energy or weight loss or, you know, those type of keywords related to the product, related to your testimonial.
Okay, so what does that mean? So let's say that a person goes to Google, they want to lose some weight. So they type in weight loss in Google. Is that going to take them to your page?
No, it's not. Not necessarily. What I say is don't go after the big keywords. Put a few of those big keywords in your YouTube video. If your video becomes viral and gets tons of traffic and tons of hits, mm-hmm. you have more likelihood that you can rank for weight loss. But the keyword weight loss is very competitive. Mm-hmm. There are people with millions of hits and views on their YouTube videos with thousands of comments. Those videos are not budging. So don't go after the short tail, as we call it. Go after the longer tail keywords. An example of that would be like four or five different keywords strung together. In a YouTube video, when you're doing keywords, you want to do keywords like One Vision. Mm-hmm. You want to do keywords like, I would throw weight loss in there and increase energy just so that, because that's related to the YouTube video. I wouldn't worry about generalized keywords and trying to pick up traffic mm-hmm. because the likelihood of you picking up traffic, unless it's a longer tail keyword, which we would have to go into keyword research strategy.
Right.
And that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay. Well, Brian, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say, again, the most powerful thing that you could do right now is to create that testimonial video, because you can use it over and over again. Don't worry about getting it right the first time. Just get it out there and share it from your heart and then share it with your friends. If you're experiencing great results, okay, yourself, you'd want to share that, right?
Absolutely.
So definitely, I would share that on Facebook. Share that on, if you have Twitter, share it on Twitter. If you don't have Twitter, you can think about starting an account on Twitter. It's going to be extremely valuable for you to have all of those assets. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and your own personal site.
Well, Brian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to drop by our studios today. It's been very helpful. And for all of our listeners out there, if you have any questions for Brian, please email me at dave@onevizn.com. That's dave@onevizn.com. And until the next program, we want to see you guys have success, and we thank you for joining our broadcast today, and we'll see you at the top. Goodbye.